अभी तो ऑन कर दिया,
लेकिन आवाज पड़ती है तो ऐसा लगता है बस आ ही गए साहब।
ओके नाउ वी आर गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट मिस्टर राहु। एवरीबडी इज ट्रबल्ड बाय, और एक कॉफी ले आना। एवरीबडी इज ट्रबल्ड बाय राहु। फॉर द नॉलेज ऑफ कंट्रोलिंग राहु वी नीड टू नो दैट राहु अटैक्स थ्रू द राशि एंड केतु अटैक्स थ्रू द नक्षत्र। व्हाई? व्हाई इज इट सो? बिकॉज राहु एक्लिप्सेस द सन and sun is the significator for the rashis, he is the lord of all the rashis, and ketu eclipses the moon who is the lord of all the nakshatras, overlord. Therefore ketu will only attack through nakshatra and rahu will only attack through rashi. That is the first principle you have to know about rahu ketu, because the principle is important to know why, because unless you know why you will forget it. And having known that rahu is going to attack through the rashis, how, what is the ultimate protection of any Rashi? We call that protection God. And another name for God in Jyotish is Karaka, significator. So, Naisargika Karaka or natural significator is God, because God is nature. So, for this we have got 12 significators for the 12 houses, bhavas. For Lagna it is Sun, second house Jupiter. There are other Karakas also, but primary is Jupiter. Third house, Mars. Fourth house, Moon. Fifth house, Jupiter. Sixth house, Saturn. Seventh house, Venus. Eighth, Saturn. Ninth, Jupiter. Ten, Mercury. 11, Jupiter. And 12th is Saturn. Now the rule that has been taught by one of the great rishis is, whichever house Rahu is in, the Karaka of that house must be placed in the 12th house called Vishnu Padam. So if Rahu is in Lagna, which planet must be in 12th house?
Sun
should be in 12th house, who is the Karaka. If Rahu is in 5th house, who should be in 12th house?
Jupiter.
Now you understand. So the first thing you got to check whether Rahu is automatic control is whether the planet is in the 12th house. If he is not in the 12th house, then you can offer things pertaining to the planet at the feet of Vishnu, Vishnu Padam. The moment you do that, Rahu's problem is sorted out. Because Rahu is terribly scared of Vishnu, who chopped his neck off. If you know, Rahu's neck was chopped off by Vishnu. So there is this concept of Vishnu and the movement of the Sudarshana. Sudarshana is related to 12, the number 12. Surya is also numerologically called 12. That is why he has 12 signs. Dwadash Aditya, the 12 signs. So bear in mind what is happening is when that benefic planet or whichever, then the Karaka is in the 12th house, it is the power of activation of the Sudarshana Chakra of Narayan. So once Rahu can be just chopped off by the power of the Shubhagraha. Did you understand the principle here? So which is the most important planet we have to keep a focus on as an offering to the feet of Vishnu so that the Sudarshan may protect us? The Karaka of the Bhava. So if Rahu is in Lagna, sun indicates the lamp. Offer a lamp at the feet of Vishnu.
Okay, something related to the planet at the feet of Vishnu.
Krishna Padam. Tad Vishnu Paramam Padam. Get the idea? If let us say Rahu is in the fifth house, what you have to offer? A flower.
Flower
is indicated by Jupiter, Akash Tattva. Because Akash, Tattva, Pancha Tattva, are at the feet of Vishnu. So with this little lesson, I thought, I will give you one of the simplest remedies to deal with Rahu. If Rahu is in fourth house, what do you have to offer? Rice. Like the great Sudama. Brahmins offer rice, so that the fourth house is always clean. Any malefic transiting the fourth house, Narayan, take some rice. Any malefic air looking at the 4,000 hour and take some more rice. Any planet, 2-3 malefics landing up in the 4,000 hour and please have some maprasad.
Yes, cooked rice. Cooked rice.
Depends. If you are poor like me, then you will give uncooked rice. If you are rich, then you can give cooked rice with ghee and all.
So, sir, then Rahul...
Sudama was poor, so he just carried rice like that. Where he will cook it on the way?
So, Mercury ke liye,
Mars ke liye? What can you offer for Mercury? What?
Chandan.
That is good. How about Tulsi?
Tulsi
for Krishna or Bilwa for Shiva. But there is a difference. I am talking here of the 12th house and I am talking of Rahu. So when it comes to Rahu, please listen to me and go to Vishnu. Listen to me when I am saying correctly. Go to Vishnu, offer the Tulsi. Rahu is a different cup of tea. He will also fall down at the feet of Shiva and Shiva will say, I am in meditation, you deal with your problems.
So
then you had it.
For Saturn also we offer only same thing.
No. This is for Rahu.
Rahu only. Rahu is in
Aquarius.
Yeah. Karaka of that one. Saturn
really,
is Karaka.
Rahu is sitting in the planet Mercury's eyes.
We will offer? What will we offer for Saturn?
Akabachi.
Vayu.
Incense.
Dhupa.
Incense. And what's that?
Incense.
So, Rahu in Aquarius.
If you can offer pure incense, it is good because nowadays they are mixing all sorts of things with incense. So, the ideal is normally to offer things inside incense. Do you know? There are different things which can be offered like long
cloves.
You talked of Saturn? If Saturn troubles the 12th by ownership or placement or something like that, or your Rahu is the lord of 12th or placed in the 12th or something like that, then cloves inside the incense is good.
Double potentiator type.
So Rahu in the 6th is the cloves must be given.
Compulsory.
If Rahu is in 6th house, so you don't put cloves inside the incense, so koi kaam nahi karega. वो तो राहु तो वैसे ही स्मोक करता रहता है वो तो सुन सांग करके वो तो बोलेगा थैंक यू फॉर
गंद लेके निकल जाएगा
थैंक यू फॉर द सिगरेट बोल देगा
सर इन द हाउस विद द कॉटन द वस्त्र एग्मम इज मेड एंड देन वी कैन ऑफर दैट वन अप्लाइंग द
क्लब टू दैट I don't know. The way I have been taught is that you have to put the clubs inside the incense and then roll it up and then light it up on the windowsill, not inside the house, not outside. This is how it was taught to me. It should not be inside the house nor outside the house. It should be on the windowsill.
Which one, Guruji?
Those incense.
Outside.
Not outside, not inside. So how will you do it? I was told, but I used my brains. Oh, that is easy. Not inside, not outside, Guruji, I will do it. Open the window, put it on the windowsill. When the window is open and you are putting it on the windowsill, is it inside or is it outside?
Border.
And
he will border only.
Border. Door, and doors and windows. You put it on the door, somebody can kick it. It's a problem. Window is the correct place. I'm telling you, boss. Akal ka kaam karo na. Akal se kaam karo.
Google one thing and we can add
to Google kya hota hai? Google.
Google.
गूगल कंपनी है यार गूगल का क्या करेगा तू
गूगल की धूप आती है
गूगल गूगल इज गूगल डॉट कॉम का बात कर रहा है क्या बात कर रहा है तू यार
पता है
गूगल
क्या तू मुझे क्या गौरव बता मुझे समझा
गूगल एंड लोवान और मुझे
अब गूगल क्या होता है गूगल कंपनी है बॉस सर्च इंजिन है
गूगल की धूप कहते हैं उसको
धूप होता है
काइंड ऑफ धूप
धूप में मिला
भाई धूप होता है काला रंग का होता है मैलेबल होता है उसमें घी डालते हैं यू आर सपोज टू पुट घी इन दैट डोंट जस्ट लाइट द इंसेंस लाइक दैट वो धूप ले टेक द धूप यू हैव सीन धूप ब्लैक कलर सॉलिड थिंग यू आर सपोज टू पुट घी एंड क्रश इट मेक इट सॉफ्ट देन रोल इट लाइक दैट लाइक अ स्पीयर एंड देन पुट फाइव क्लब्स विद द क्लब यू नो इट्स अ मिनी क्लब फाइव ऑफ देम and say some mantra in your 4, 5, all pointing upwards. Then make it stand like that and burn it and leave it. Do this for 15 days and I will see how Rahu problem is not finished in your life.
For Venus, would it be food?
Water.
Water.
Lassi de do, chas de do. Chas, fruit juice. Whatever you are offering, you will only end up drinking, no? So give some good things. What is the problem? With the moon, it is solid food. With the Venus, it is liquid food. Abhi chota chota differentiation, main socha clarify kar dun. Anything else? Any other doubt?
So for Samyak Slam, so for Mars also
seven. For Mars? For Mars, you can have Homa, Agnihotri, full Agnihotri if you want. Or you can just put a small lamp like me. For everything, I put small lamp. Poor guy, what from where I'll get?
So Pancha Upachara Puja is done, all things are covered.
Exactly. If you do Pancha Upachara every day, what is the problem? But this I am telling for when the problem comes and then you are doing, then you cannot start Pancha Upachara only when, let us say, there is a major issue. No, scandal is about to go. You cannot start at that time. You should have started Pancha Upachara from childhood.
Yeah.
So then at that point of time, you jolly well use this incense with the clubs and all that stuff. Flowers of the color based upon the Rashi where Rahu is placed. Flowers again, which flowers? There are so many flowers. Let us say Rahu is in 5th house. Which flower will I take? Depending upon the sign where that Rahu is placed, no? The flower liked, because you have to deal with that Rashi. The problem is in that Rashi. So let us say Rahu is in Leo. What flower are we talking about?
Red flower.
But which flower?
Shoe flower.
Shoe flower.
Java.
Mandaram.
Mandara, huh? Java. Mandara pushpa.
Then Aquarius, please.
Huh?
Rahu and Aquarius.
Palala pushpa shankasham.
Palasha.
Yellow or blue? What is that color, Palasha?
Yellow. No, it's orangeish. Reddish orangeish.
Palash is good. Blue colored flowers are also very good. Look for some blue colored flowers. Simple. Use the simple logic of Jyotish. Whichever sign Rahu is in, take the color from that sign. You can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong. Okay? Take that flower and then you offer. When Rahu is in 5th house, or 9th house, or 2nd house, or 11th house, he will create problems in these houses. 9th house is the worst. Learn to offer. You have to offer a flower every day if it is in the 9th house.
6th house is also a problem.
6th house is a very big problem. You will first beat the enemies, then they will gang up and kill you.
8th house?
8th house, Rahu. No, there is no problem. Very nice.
No, it is actually nice.
8th house, we have to see same color again.
How? How color?
It's depending on Rashi.
Which Rashi is there.
8th house is not to do with flower.
It is.
Kya samjhaya? Chalo, chai, you please have tea, coffee, all of you. I think you